You needn't be a communist to care about your community.
Don't touch that, it's growing. Be careful, you guys.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
Yes, you're tuned into 95 BFM and you're in the Community Garden on the Tuesday Wire with Oscar and Lisa. This week in the Community Garden, we have an exciting, we usually have an exciting program anyway, but we have an especially exciting episode today. We talked to Courtney from the Tautai Pacific Arts Trust about First Fridays, which have been going on since March. You may have been to a few. Let us know if you have, because they seem pretty interesting, pretty, educational, pretty involving. Like it seems like a really cool initiative. There's been one in March and April, and there's one coming up in May, which is the upcoming month, starting tomorrow. And so on the first Friday, that if you're not heading along to Drive Island, you should definitely head along to First Friday. They have an array of speakers. However, you know who will be better at explaining what First Fridays is than me? It will indeed be Tautai Pacific Arts Trust.
First Fridays is a showcase of contemporary oceanic artists, thinkers and leaders. It's a brand new series that we started 2019, just in March. So we're just coming up to our third event in May. And the premise behind the series is that it's not just visual arts or just literature or just music. It's not kind of contained to any one art form.
You mentioned you've had two already, so March and April, I assume. Who featured in those events?
Yeah. So we had like a really exciting mix of people. Our very first speaker to open the series, and the one in March that we had, was Albert Wendt, fantastic, you know, foremost poet. We also had visual artist Jasmine Togo Brisby, and we had a performance that night from Sema. So she's like a really incredible emerging singer-songwriter. And then the one that we had following was, incredible musician and one of the founding Polynesian Panthers, Tingi Launis. We also had Pauline Smith, who's recently just put out a book on the Dawn Raids. And we had a performance. She wasn't there because she was on a residency, but by choreographer Ofitia Sangapolutele.
Wow, so yeah, this month, or in May, so the next First Friday event, features the current New Zealand Poet Laureate Selina Tusitala March and Will Ilelohia, who are some pretty big names.
Yeah,
so
they are.
For those who don't know who those two people are, and there are other guests as well, can you give a rundown of who they are?
Yeah, so Selina, as you mentioned, is the current New Zealand Poet Laureate. She's also the first Samoan woman in the world to ever have a PhD in English. She actually lectures here at the University of Auckland. Incredible poet, great speaker, and a fantastic leader with what she's doing with the laureateship, I guess you could call it that she has now. Will Ilelohia is also one of the founding members of the Polynesian Panthers, but he's a lot more than that too. He's a real man of the community. He's an activist. He's also an incredible manager too. So he's managed groups like Herbs. He's also had a lot to do with groups like UB40. He was one of the people that took care of David Bowie when Bowie came here. So he's got this incredible depth and breadth of experience that he's going to talk about. So I think he'll be discussing some things people probably didn't even know about him.
So how do you choose the people for the First Friday's events?
Well, what we did last year when we knew that we wanted to have this series to bring people together to showcase the talent in the oceanic arts community is we actually just put a call out. So just an open call to all of our members and the wider sort of Tautai Ainga, just asking anyone kind of if they'd like to be involved. And we just waited to sort of see what the interest was. So we're now at a point where we kind of have a mix of people who have put themselves forward. And then we also try and curate part of the events as well. Like we might be thinking to ourselves, okay, we've got someone here who's, you know, like Selina, like, okay, we've got a poet alongside her. We're going to have someone who's been working in music and in the community. And then alongside the two of them, we'll have the Blackfriars Theatre Company from South Auckland. And they've got a completely different voice and speaking to a younger generation. So there's a few different access points into how people are profiled through the series. And I like that. I like that it's collective and that it has a bit of a village vibe like that.
What is the idea behind First Fridays? Like, why is it come into fruition now?
Well, to be honest, I think, first off, this is our moment. There's definitely more talent in oceanic arts than ever before. We're seeing more writers being published. We're seeing more theatre production stage. We're seeing more visual arts content. We're seeing more of our artists on international residencies. So you have this groundswell of talent. However, most of us only get to sort of see it on social media, like maybe Facebook or photos on Instagram. So you're missing that kind of kanohi ki te kanohi of the face-to-face. And also one thing I really wanted to kind of create out of the series was that community togetherness, belonging. When people come along, we always make sure that, you know, manaakitanga is a really big thing for us. So there is always food, there are beverages, but it's more than that. I think it's feeding the soul with new ideas, inspiration, and time to kind of come together.
You mentioned that there's quite a like prominence of, sadly, the only way with a lot of these artists and thinkers is that we see them through social media, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, it's true.
Because that's a new platform within itself. Are there any other, I can think of a few platforms that have similar ideas to promoting these oceanic thinkers?
Yeah, so are you asking if there are other people out there doing similar pieces of work or?
Yeah, or just like, is this kind of, you've mentioned that there's now like a groundswell of talent as well. Is this kind of a part of a wider movement, do you think? Or do you think that First Fridays is kind of really opening up a new kind of mainstream platform for these kind of voices?
I think what you just said there is actually true. Another thing that is separating this series and making it like quite unique is, even though we are having that face-to-face talanoa and time together, it's also being live streamed. So there's a huge digital element to First Fridays, which we've never had before. And I think when we set out, and it's thanks to my incredible media manager, Rob George, he's the man behind all of the digital magic that we have. When we set out, we wanted to be able to engage with audiences across platforms, and we were being really mindful too of how do we kind of bring the community together. How do we get our stories out there, you're right, through like a more mainstream platform? But even more than that, we were thinking, how can we start a movement around digital storytelling? Because we're engaging with some artists in our community who are quite senior. And so being able to access them in person and online isn't easy at all. And so this was like another way that we could, yeah, that people are able to connect. I think connection is the key thing.
Definitely. And you brought up storytelling there, which for me, looking at the list of speakers and people that are involved in the event so far, seems to be quite a kind of thread that runs between all the artists. What is storytelling now in a kind of quasi-digital age, but also
the matrix,
the weird combination of all these different platforms? We're in a different time. How has storytelling evolved with this?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting sort of question to muse on. I'm thinking about the story that the series tells, and I think the story is that it is one of voices from the periphery becoming voices at the center. It's also a place for stories to be shared, like what I was discussing with Will earlier, where people may not know that about him. They may just know him as this really solid community activist figure, but they might not know that he was one of those people that worked with Bowie and got to have some incredible moments with him. I think a key thing, though, around the change in storytelling with the digital age is, yes, there's more access. Suddenly there are all these events on Facebook that you can go to, so you're being invited to things all the time. But I think the more invites you get, maybe the less things people seem to actually go to. So one thing we were trying to capture with First Fridays is that your story is important too. So it's not just coming along, sitting there, letting people kind of present to you and then you go. It's coming along, there'll be someone there waiting for you with some ula or something else special to kind of welcome you. It's meeting a community of like-minded people. It's hearing from people who you may know in our oceanic community, but you may not know the complete story of. And then afterwards, we spend at least 1 or 2 hours together just sharing food, talking about ideas, and there's a real togetherness and a real kind of sense of belonging. So I'm hoping that the story is open enough for people to bring themselves into it too. The speakers are there sort of as a catalyst to ignite something. A really good example of this is I actually got an email. I got a lovely piece of feedback from a woman who's come along to the last couple. And in the email she said, look, you know, I was born in South Auckland, but I went to live in Australia and I've just come back. And I find the series is really mind-blowing for her because listening to other people's stories is really amazing. But she was talking about how great art really moves you and it brings something unique out of yourself. So for that woman, the story of the series is unique to say someone who comes along and is a guest speaker.
Often we see when you go to presentations or speakers, that's what they are, they're presenters or speakers, rather than someone that you're having a conversation with, which kind of, for me at least, increases this kind of communal feeling of it. What is community for you? It's a very, very broad question. I apologize in advance.
I think community can be unique to everyone, but with myself and with my team and with the board that I'm working with at Tautai, I think for us, we are taking our role as leaders in this sector, in this oceanic arts community sector, very seriously. And I think we are looking at community as many access points, as, you know, open, available, that there is a feeling of the door always being open. And I think something that needs to be said too is that there is great sensitivity within the arts, that artists and creatives are actually manifesting things out of thin air. Like you are creating something that has never existed before. And there is so much magic in that, and there is so much truth in it as well. But often you can feel really alone or isolated, or as though the source from which you draw, you're just drawing and drawing and drawing, and how do you replenish yourself? So in its best and perhaps most sort of highest form, I'd like to think that community is that place where you come to replenish, that there are people there who receive you, that your ideas, your hard work, the things that you've made, the things that you're making are acknowledged. There's a feeling of acknowledgement.
It's an amazing answer, one of the neatest ones I've heard so far. What are the three, this is a very limiting question, most important things you think for maintaining communities?
I think, okay, that is a really big question. It depends, obviously, on who you're identifying as community. So in my role, working with creatives and also working with arts organisations and working within a sector that's really mercurial, it's moving, it's changing, it's an alive space. I guess one of the things is always having kind of like a point of reference to return to. So perhaps if you're looking at maintaining community, you may want to spend time with a really good team beyond yourself. And I'm lucky, I've got a great team around me, just to position what that looks like or what that means, because obviously you can't be everything to everyone, but you can be something to someone. Secondly, I guess if you've had that little map and say, like, in the role that I'm in, I want to create a sense of belonging. I want people to feel heard and acknowledged. I want the guest speakers to get as much out of the experience as, say, the woman who emailed, who I was mentioning to you earlier. So there needs to be, I guess, a collective truth in maintaining that community, that everyone's voice is important. Everyone is speaking from a place that is just as important as anyone else. And that's probably a lot of my own personal values coming to the fore there, but I'm the one answering the question, so that's the second thing.
Indeed,
that I would
yeah.
say. And lastly, and this is probably where most of us do trip up, it's about being realistic. At the beginning of the series, I had said to my team, all we can do is put out this invitation. Maybe people will come, maybe they won't, but we will be there. Whether the community comes, whether people come to support them, is something we can just continue to build. So I think being realistic and being mindful of the fact that maintaining a community at times can really just be maintaining the center. And it might just be you and a couple of other people, as people sort of join you in that center. And they might stay for a while, they might leave, they might come back. But you almost have to become something of a landmark, and there has to be that openness there, because the world is full of sharp corners and sharp teeth, and it's very black and white. So to be a grey space in between, even just doing that, being realistic.
I can't reach the potato.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
I'm going to name this one Cynthia.
Go forth and prosper.